Well, you'll be glad to know that, of course, Christmas Day is fast approaching, 15 minutes, and we'll be into Christmas Day when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. You'll also be glad to know that Santa Claus is about 1,000 miles away, according to Google here. So he's on the way. He's dropping presents, even as we speak. Good news. But the greatest news of all, of course, is the birth of Jesus Christ. That God should become a human being, a frail baby born in a manger. And in coming to the earth in this way, not as a king, not as a king in the sense that people thought he was going to come, but as a fragile child, as a baby. As a fragile child, as a baby, he was taking on the form of a human being. And people would be able to understand the God who loves us so very much because he came in this way. He chose not to come, as I suggest, with the finery of a prince or a king, but born in a stable in Bethlehem. The promise that God made to the people of Israel many hundreds of years before was that out of the stump of Jesse, out of a root, out of a branch of Jesse, would come the Saviour. And I don't know if you look around the garden, but not only are the daffodils flowering in this part of the world, but if you look very closely at some of the shrubs that are around, there's just tiny little buds showing, which is fantastic. And it's beginning to happen. I think they're a bit confused, actually. The weather's not been what it ought to be, but nevertheless, there are just tiny little buds. And so it was that out of the stump, the root of Jesse, all those years ago, would come the Saviour. Out of something tiny like that. And the Saviour was born 2,000 years ago, 2,000 miles away, in a place which still struggles in all sorts of ways. It did when he arrived, and it's still struggling today. All kinds of problematic issues still rise and bubble to the surface, people not getting on. But he came to be a light in the world, and the darkness did not understand it. Didn't understand it then. And still, in a sense, the darkness still refuses to come to grips with what the Saviour is all about today. People make choices. We all have to make choices in life. That's the nature of things. But God was intending that people would make a choice about his Son, who he is, what he came to do, the hope he would bring, the direction and purpose for people's lives. But he just came as a baby. And also, of course, as we think about this wonderful scripture that I've just read, and you've heard it probably many, many times, we also know that he came to give people a fresh start in life, to give them new opportunities. You know, we live in a fantastic world with the tremendous opportunities to experience all kinds of things. And information and technology is at the touch of a button. You can check things out even as I'm speaking, if your phones are still on. Mine is. But you can find out just immediately what's going on in the world, what something might mean or not mean, and discover for yourself all kinds of things. But actually, the most important thing that we can discover for ourselves is what it is that God intended when he sent his Son Jesus into this world. That God himself should take human flesh. I was watching the television just the other day, and it was of a school, a Church of England school, but a senior school, and they were having a discussion in the foyer of the building, and just above was written, "And the Word was with God." I don't know if you're like me, but you always come across some people who always have the last word. You know what I mean? You've told a really good story, and they've got another story better than yours. They have the last word. There's a positive way in which there can be a last word too, of course, where you want to hear something that's definite, definitive and helpful and instructive. We need those words. They're important words. But when I saw that, it just kind of struck me. The word, the last word, if you like, was with God. That's his plan. His plan was that the word, which is Jesus himself, became flesh. So that the words he spoke, just through a period of 33 short years, we're still reading them today. And they still have impact. And they still have significance. And they still bring hope and direction for people's lives. And we can become his children. And it's very simple the way it works. To all who received him, to all who believed in his name, the name of Jesus, he gave the right to become children of God. Just through belief. Just through hoping that he is the Messiah. But John, in this writing, goes on to qualify how this happens. Children that not born of natural descent or human decision or a husband's will, but children who then are born of God. That's how it works. It's as simple as that. Just believing in the one God has sent. And that word, which is Jesus, you can replace, if you read this through for yourself when you go home, you can replace the word with Jesus all the way through. And that's exactly how it works. And the word, Jesus, became flesh, became a human being. And it signaled an important thing, God's intention that he would be with us as individuals, as human beings. One of the names of Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And that's exactly what God wanted to do, to show the way by actually doing this thing for us, taking flesh. He made his dwelling among us. He didn't just do it once, but he does it every time we turn to him in faith. The early disciples were able to say, "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only." So as the story progresses, tomorrow we're going to read the story about the shepherds and so forth, and it goes on, and the wise men, and others were around too. They saw his glory. We see his glory in a different way. Someone called Arrhenius once said this, that the glory of God is man and woman fully alive. People who recognize that he has created this world for us to enjoy it and to enjoy each other. But also that he might be made known through this. And so on this most holy night, we get an opportunity just to reflect for a little while, once again, on all that God is and all that he intended. He is the God who walks with us in this life, never leaves us alone, never gives up on us, always with us. I think that's tremendous promises and something for which we can give thanks to God. He didn't stay a baby forever. He became a fully grown man with an occupation, a carpenter, but also a role, a really important role. He was the Messiah. And later in his life, of course, he would go to the cross for that and be raised because of that. And that's the greatest good news ever. But it all started on this most holy night, 2,000 years ago, the word Jesus, God himself, became flesh. Thanks be to God. Let's be still for a moment as we reflect upon the truth of the God who is with us.